Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help heart disease by balancing pH to improve detoxification. Since 2006, I've been writing that heart disease is about cellular waste building in the tissues of the heart. Recent research finds amyloid. These are proteins that clump in the heart in congestive heart failure, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. That's craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, where we release the organs and tissues around them, and then most importantly to me, the lymph drainage therapy, because the lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain. And when we ignore this system that cleans us, we fill with cellular waste. And that's what I hope that you see here, that even though we're talking about heart disease, I'm going to show you something about heart failure just published the other day, where it's about cellular waste building in the heart. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course that you can get now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And it's not rocket science. This is information that everyone we should be learning about. Everyone has a lymphatic system, and we should be teaching our children about this science from a young age. They have to know, you know, what helps our lymph system and helps our circulation and what limits it. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. It's a fully closed session. It's a tune-up for your lymphatic system that tunes up every system in your body. And I don't care what your health problem is. From the first session, you will feel an improvement in your health because you have a lymphatic system that's not functioning. And once we get it functioning a little bit better, you feel the difference. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. So what is heart disease? Heart disease is a general term that means that the heart is not working normally. Babies can be born with heart disease, and this is called congenital heart disease, meaning they were born with it. And most people get heart disease later, meaning we acquire it from our lifestyle and things we do, surgeries and medications. And cardiovascular disease is listed as the underlying cause of death and accounts for nearly 800,000 deaths in the U.S. That's about one of every three deaths in the U.S. About 2,200 Americans die of cardiovascular disease each day, an average of one death every 40 seconds. Cardiovascular diseases claim more lives each year than all forms of cancer and chronic lower respiratory disease combined. So we have to see how this is really affecting a lot of us. And I believe to help your heart, you have to understand how to improve your lymphatic system. Because if I was to show you pictures or drawings that monks did of the lymphatics in the heart, you would be amazed. Our organs are full of lymphatic vessels. And when lymphatic vessels can't clean us, we fill with cellular waste. Talking about cellular waste, new research on heart failure that I just put on social media the other day shows how cellular waste, actually a protein called desmin, is clumping in the heart to form amyloid in heart failure. And if you've heard me talk about amyloidosis, I heard about this after publishing my book. Again, my book explains how, and that was in 2006, how we're filling with cellular waste. And it's creating most of our diseases. And I never heard of amyloidosis until I was watching House about a quirky doctor, and he was yelling, "This man is dying of amyloidosis." And I just decided to write down, and I went and researched it later. And amyloidosis is a buildup of cellular waste that can occur in any organ, and it could be fatal. And amyloids are aggregates of proteins, just clumps of proteins, that become folded into a shape that allows many copies of that protein to stick together. This limits lymph flow and circulation. That's what's happening in our heart. It's happening in many of our organs with cirrhosis, or if you have ovarian problems or breast problems. It really is about cellular waste limiting circulation. And our cells in our body clump together when we're acidic. And you hear me talk about this often. A recent study found that when the body is overly acidic, our body cells aggressively clump together. So instead of floating around your blood or through your tissues just as one cell, they start stacking together. It's like they're magnetized, and they become like a stack of chips at the casino. And that becomes waste and can't be picked up by the body well. So we have to understand pH, right? Because pH, if we're acidic, then we're clumping cells aggressively. So we're going to discuss pH and how to balance and heal the heart right after I tell you how I can help. I just want to remind you that I help clients who have heart disease, cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, lipedema, lymphedema, in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic. This is work I developed. It's fully closed. And I tune up your lymphatic system over a few sessions, and your life changes because I'm helping to, again, detox cellular waste from your body. It's very gentle, but you feel better from the first time. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach people around the world on the phone or Skype. And check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. So I want to post this right now, just a little warning. If you have severe heart disease or heart failure, never go for a detoxification. Never just start taking a bunch of supplements and exercising. Your heart may not be able to handle it. Something that we're taught is that if a client cannot handle a flight of steps, then they can't handle lymphatic work. So my suggestion to you is if you're weak and you're not doing well, of course, always talk to your physician. But start by just hydrating your body, because if you're on 3 or 4 medications, that's making you acidic. And most often, you may be on a diuretic. So we want to add a little bit of water and make sure that water has minerals in it. The next thing is, begin changing your diet. Just begin cutting out processed foods. Limiting red meat, grains, bread, pasta. You will see a big difference just by doing that. Now, we need to understand pH. And pH means percent of hydrogen. When we're overly acidic, we have a lot of hydrogen in our body. When we're overly alkaline, we have a lot of oxygen, hydroxide, hydrogen and oxide, but more oxygen. But we don't want to be in either direction. We want to be neutral. We want to be in balance, about 6.5 to 7.5. In the body, we test saliva and urine pH. And you get pH test strips. I like Voxa. They really are very simple. And this is giving you an idea of how to the fluid of your body is inside your body, not so much your blood. They test your blood separately, but urine and saliva will give you an indication of what's going on in your body. Saliva is going to tell you what's going on above your shoulders, and the urine is going to show you what's leaving your body, what's going through your kidneys and your ureters. Whenever you start to improve your health, it's very important. You are releasing waste that will at first make the body more acidic. So if you already have a heart problem and you're weak, a detox reaction called a Herxheimer reaction, again, which happens when we start making ourselves healthy, it releases cellular waste. You have to be very careful. Start slowly and always consult your doctor. How do you change your pH to improve detoxification? God, I talk about this in every episode. It's basically the same to me because I don't go into a lot of herbs and different things. To me, it's basic. The first steps you have to take is alkalizing the body and improving your lymph flow. And there are easy, more direct ways to do that than doing herbs. You can add herbs and different things later. So look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline forming in the body? I know I was mostly eating acid foods, probably 90%. I love pasta, white rice, pizza, and meat. I ate one vegetable a day and one fruit a day. I thought that was it. 9 to 11 fruits a day you need to be eating. So we need to eat more fruits, vegetables, and alkaline seeds. Limit processed foods, grains, flour, red meat, sugar, tea, coffee, alcohol. These are all acid-forming in the body. Understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body can make a big difference in your health. There's an acid-alkaline food chart, a PDF that you can download at healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymphsystem.com. We need to eat a lot more alkaline fruits and vegetables. So diet is important, but it's not enough when we're sick. You can eat, you know, I see people who are vegans, they're eating very healthy, and they're still acidic. So we need to help balance pH, even though we're changing our diet, with products that buffer acid in the body. You should be taking 400 to 800 milligrams of magnesium. If you're taking 3 or 4 medications, then they're depleting magnesium in your body often. We need to take potassium, baking soda. Potassium and baking soda work together. The sodium-potassium pump around your cell. A green drink, taking a green drink daily, really fills in that need, gets a lot of fruits and vegetables in. Take a few supplements to reduce acidity and inflammation. Omega-3 fish oils reduce inflammation. Turmeric or curcumin have been shown to reduce inflammation, and there's a lot of research on that. One of the most important things are systemic enzymes, because when you have heart disease or heart failure, your heart is filling with cellular waste. We just talked about that. So systemic enzymes break down cellular waste and improve circulation and help hundreds, or if not thousands, of chemical reactions work better in your body. The only caveat here is that if you're on a blood thinner like Coumadin or an aspirin regime, make sure you check with your physician, because systemic enzymes will thin your blood because they're cleaning up your blood. And again, if you're on a blood thinner, it may do that too aggressively. So check with your healthcare physician. Epsom salt baths, 2 cups in a bath, soaking in Epsom salt bath and baking soda. I like doing that, 2 cups of each. It makes a big difference. It's not a luxury. It's life-saving. If you can't do a bath, you're not into it, soak your feet. 1/3 of a cup of Epsom salt and baking soda, 1/4 to 1/3 of a cup in a bath, in a soak, in a little bucket up to your calf, and you will see it goes into your body, into your feet, goes up into your blood, and distributes through your body. When you start taking more magnesium and add a bath or two a week, you will feel more relaxed in your body. That's what magnesium does. Many people just take one pill a night to help them sleep, but if you take a few pills, you will have, not at one time, throughout your day, you will feel much more relaxed in your body. Epsom salt gives you magnesium, but it also gives you sulfates that make nitric oxide. And nitric oxide helps to relax vascular smooth muscles and improve circulation. So beetroot powder is really a great way to get large amounts of nitric oxide. You can mix that into your green drink. You need to be hydrated. Water is probably one of the best ways to flush your body of acidity. Drink water with minerals. If you drink any distilled or reverse osmosis, make sure you're adding minerals back in. So we need to make sure you're doing some light daily exercise. Deep breathing helps to move waste through our organs. Good posture. If you have heart disease and you're slouching all the time, you're limiting flow out of your heart. Deep breathing, again, we talked about that, pulls waste through your body. Lymphatic drainage sessions, again, we have to start slowly, and learning how to self-drain is important, but first you want to start with changing your diet. Clients always feel better after we improve their lymphatic system. This is the proper use of science. We remove cellular waste, we improve oxygenation and nutrition to the cells, and people just feel better. Remember my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, or my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, are available to you to help you change your life. We need to start thinking about our lymphatic system, otherwise we're missing it. The goal to help the body is to balance its pH and gently activate the lymphatic system, which you can do by seeing a therapist or learning how at my website, osipinskihealthacademy.com, to improve lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification. On next Thursday's show, I'm going to be explaining how senescent cells, and you hear me talk about them a lot, are a contributing factor in most health problems. A recent study just came out, said when they put senescent cells, these cells into young mice, within a few weeks they saw effects of aging. So I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to improve your health, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.